And good morning, everyone. We've got Hamilton today. Scone, of course, the meeting has been postponed until tomorrow because of the weather conditions. But the catastrophic conditions right throughout the state today, was deemed not safe for man or beast to be racing today. So we've got a day off. However, in Victoria, they're racing at Hamilton. It's out in the western districts of Victoria. Mark Hunter joins me. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Sean.
Now, for people having a bet on Hamilton today, it's one of the big country tracks out there. It is a pretty fair-sized track.
Yep, it's a long, long way away. I think it's about a four-hour drive, roughly, from Melbourne or something like that. And, yeah, big, long straight. And when it's dry, when it's hard and dry, it can be hard to make ground. But you find a day like this with the soft five, usually it's pretty fair. They may even get out beyond the centre.
Is it a flat track? Is it any undulation at all?
They come down the little hill there at the from about, I don't know, 700 to the home turn, and that can throw a few of them off. But, yeah, it flattens out for that big, long run home, so every horse should get its chance, particularly with the size of the field sizes today.
All right, now the first we'll have a look at, it's your maiden high weight over the 2,200. One Aurum Dromos is 240. Two out, three Chuggington 41. Four's out, five Galaxy Glen $5. Six is out, seven Salt of the Earth 10. Number eight, Valentine 250. Nine Cases Dream 11. 10 out, 11 Leonest 19 and 12 out. Our favourite at 240 is number one Aurum Dromos.
Yeah, look, on with number eight here, Valentine, who ran fifth on Cox Plate Day down there at Yarra Valley on the heavy track. That was a pretty good maiden, that one. And it was jumping in distance. It was thereabouts at the 400, still relatively competitive, and just got squeezed up and lost its spot and lost its chance. Now, Olympic won by a fair margin, but Valentine picked itself up, got going. It wasn't far behind the place getters. I think that's the best form line coming into this race, and I think it's the one to beat number one, Aurum Dromos. It was no match at all there at Mortlake for Aludia. Now, jumps 600 metres here to the 2,200 metres, which is certainly a concern, but it's got a chance. Number seven, Salt of the Earth. It got back and ran on quite well at Sonata, should be fitter for that run. And five, Galaxy Glen, who comes through the Highland Jack Seymour race. That's terrific form. It did pull its head off for most of the distance and just struggled to finish the race off. But look, I think eight's the one to beat. 8-1, 7 and 5.
All right, now we go to race two. One prize is 16. Number two on Cavage, $1.65. Three Sudden Moment, $4. Four Valhalla Princess, 14. Five and six out. Seven Ross's Point, $6. Eight, All About Attitude, 11. And nine and ten are out. The favourite, $1.65. Nice and short here, number two on Cavage.
Yeah, it's the one to beat. It's no moral. It's honest. It's limited. Just in a terrific stable. Always runs well. As you can see by its numbers, doesn't win that often. But having said that, it's coming off a harder race there behind Vaminos last time, and it's the one they have to beat here. I couldn't take the short odds. I do think the big danger is number three, Sudden Moment. This horse should have won at Hamilton three starts ago. It then went to Mortlake and should have won again. It just took the wrong option, got in behind them, couldn't get out and wound up in time, hit the line nicely. I must admit, I haven't seen the Wentworth run, but it's finished a close-up second again. It's highly competitive, this grade. If Encavage is going to be beaten, it'll be by a Sudden Moment. Third pick, number seven, Ross's Point, was well back there on last start and just got strung up in traffic, then just battled maybe fitter and won prize. Two runs back from a spell, held up last time, but has got enough weight to, I think, put it behind numbers two and three, who are the main hopes. I'll go 2, 3, 7, and 1.
All right, the third event, one Dodge the Hound, $6, two Name Matter, 26, three Predicated is 310, four Tank Attack, $9, five Bounty Hustler, six, number six Rolls, 250, seven Miss Cavendish, 10, and eight October Jewel, 41. 250 favourite, number six Rolls.
Yeah, this is, look, I'll tip Rolls to win, but it's a really even race. You probably got number eight October Jewel, who would surprise me if it won. The rest have all got some hope. Six Rolls, just with Yendall taking over. It wanted to lay in badly last time, couldn't really be steered. It whacked away okay. Look, it's no star, but it's got a good draw, and it's the one to beat. To beat number four, Tank Attack. I think Tank Attack comes through the best race last time at Benalla. Just okay, but fitter for two runs back from a spell. Number one, Dodge the Hounds. Being a costly horse, Dodge the Hounds. 23 starts for nine placings. There's ability there. Every chance last time at Benalla has got some chance again. And seven, Miss Cavendish. Who's got ability. You look at that last run there before a spell at Panola. It missed the start a long, long way and did well to finish fourth. It's come back. It's trialled. It's trialled okay. And it's got some chance fresh. I'll go in an even race, 6, 4, 1, and 7.
All right. The fourth one, Mean Mr. Mustard, 26. Now two South, three Centaines Portrait, 11. Four Maximac, $2.25, 5 Virage, $5.50, number 6 Wonga Bell, 10, 7 Neptune's Wink, $4, 8 Polizotta is $6. The favourite at $2.25, number 4 Maximax.
Yeah, this is the best of the day. They bet a lot better odds earlier in the week, and it's just crashed in now to probably its right price. It's had the two runs. It was in a pretty good maiden at Kyneton. It was outsped. It wasn't knocked about. It finished well back. Then it went to Benalla last time. Again got back from a whitish gate, picked its way through the field, and ran on really well. I think it's cherry ripe to win. It meets a weak field. Out to 1,400 metres is perfect. Draws the outside gate in the field of 7, but you can balance up. As we mentioned, get to the outside. You should be able to run on down the centre here at Hamilton. And I think Maximac just wins. To beat number 7, Neptune's Wink. Neptune's Wink has had the one go. It was in a handy race at Ballarat. It got back. It just held its ground. It's since trialled okay. Third pick, number 3, Centaine's Portrait, who was all right at Mortlake, finishing the race off quite well. And 5, Virage, ridden forward last time, got a bit held up at the 1,800 metres. Just maybe with quite a ride here back to 1,400 metres can go better. But, look, I think 4's a standout. 4 a good thing from 7, 3 and 5.
All right, race 5. There's a maiden over 1,600. 1, Bless the Feet, is 15, 2 out. 3, By Deer, 126. 4, Jimmy's Secret, $1.50. 5, Hello Pop at $6. Number 6, Red Hostess, 34. 7 out, 8, Secret is safe, 81. Number 9, Turf Bell, 31. 10, Hoffy's Dream, rather, is $7. And 11, Torpedo Miss is $4.80. Favourite short, $1.50, and that's Jimmy's Secret.
Yeah, look, it's my top pick, Sean, but, gee, it's short odds for a horse with just fair ability. It had every chance 2 starts ago and was no match. Then went to the Valley in just a moderate maiden, sat up on the speed, fought on okay. It gets Yendall here. It's probably the winner, but I couldn't advise you to rush in at the price. I thought the danger might be number 5, Halo Poppet, who ran on well for 3rd at Hamilton there a couple of starts ago. Went out to the 1,800 metres last time at Mount Gambier and fought on quite well again. Number 11, Torpedo Miss. It was narrowly beaten at Swan Hill in a blanket finish. It's getting better with racing. It's got a chance. And 1, Bless the Fleet, who was pretty well beaten here last time, but it's fitter for a couple of runs back for a spell. It has raced well on the track before. It's got some chance. I couldn't tell you to take the short odds. My numbers are 4, 5, 11 and 1.
All right, now, huge day. I'll come back in a sec. Huge day of harness racing in New Zealand. The first at Addington. We'll get a result for you shortly there. We'll be talking to Adam Hamilton a little later on. Now, race 5, and on to race 6 at Hamilton. I just update the page. Number 1, Radika, 420. 2, Heavenly Barb, 260. 3, BJ's Hero, 550, 4 out. 5, Sleek Achiever, 750. 6, No Reward, 440. 7, Little Robin, 10. 8, Lindsay Alfred, 26. The favourite, 260. Number 2, Heavenly Barb.
Yeah, I think the top 3 are the chances. I'm with number 1, Radika, who kicked off this time around at Mount Gambier. Sat wide, kept coming, just failed behind Oscar's My Mate Pa. That's pretty good form for a race like this. It'll be fitter, and we'll put it on top to beat number 2, Heavenly Barb, who set up on the speed there and won a pretty weak race there last time in Hamilton, but getting better with racing has got a chance. Number 3, BJ's Hero, comes off not beaten far at Mortlake. I think it's the other winning hope. And maybe number 5, Sleek Achiever, who just has had a few tries, covered a bit of ground last time, wasn't beaten that far, but I think placed best for it. My numbers here are 1, 2, 3 and 5.
All right, race 7, 1 Scobie is 23, 2 Hustler Dreams, 10, 3 Life Strength, 12, 4 Jealous Tycoon, 2 even, 5 out, 6 Venacious, 230, 7 out, 8 Tormark, 13, number 9 our Henrietta is 23, 10 out, 11 Moorable, 51. Favourite, 2 even, number 4 Jealous Tycoon.
Yeah, I think it wins Jealous Tycoon. It's really turned the corner since joining the Aaron Purcell stable. It was a good win at Ballarat. It was a heavy track and did get out wide, which is probably the best ground. But you made a long, searching run. I don't think this race is any tougher, and I think it wins the race to beat number 6, Venacious. Had a couple of runs back from a spell. Just missed last time running on strongly. Looks to be the danger if there is one. Number 2, Hastler Dreams, is going well, but in weaker grade. And I put number 1, Scobie, in, who's probably better known as a 2,200-metre horse, but I like the recent jump out up there at Ballarat, so wouldn't shock to see it run on well fresh, at least run into the minor money. I do think 4 will win, 4, 6, 2 and 1.
And the final event, race 8. And here, 1 out, number 2, Barely a Grin, 41. 3, Wish I Might, 3 even. 4, Layla's Star, 3 even. 5, Dash of Pash, 440. 6, Delocta, 19. 7, Georgina Louise, 16. Number 8, Numerate, 15. 9 Halcyon 17, 10 Acquired Drink 10, 11 Bunumbert is $31, and number 12 Chatelot 101. Favourites equal, 3 Even, 3 Wish I Might, and 4 Leela Star.
Yeah, they're the top two picks, but I think number 3 Wish I Might will win. It was a terrific closing third at Geelong there two starts ago, then went to Horsham, a track that doesn't really suit it, had to balance up, got to the outside, and only got there late, but it was still powering through the line. I think it's going to go a lot better here on the bigger track. I think it can take the step up in class and win again to beat number 4, Leela Star. Leela Star's got the 4-kilo claim, so it just needs a bit of luck. It's drawn wide. I would imagine it gets back and just gets wider and comes to the outside. Look for it to run on strongly. Number 5, Dash of Pash, had a few runs back from a spell. It's racing consistently, but it's having every chance and it's been no match. And 7, Georgina Louise, who got ability, this horse, can miss the start and do things wrong. It's had a recent trial where the camera broke down for one trial. There's no vision of its trial, so hard to tell how it's going. But on its form, it wouldn't shock to see it running on strongly down the outside. But I do think 3 is the one to beat. We'll go 3, 4, 5, and 7.
All right, 3, 4, 5, 7. Now, what are your best today?
The best, Sean, race 4, number 4, Maxi Mac is the best. I think race 7, number 4, Jealous Tycoon will win. And if you want another one, the last, Wish I Might, I think it'll be very hard to beat also.
Okay, so Wish I Might, what number in race 8? That
race
is
8, number 3.
3. Okay, race 8, number 3. What about, I might get a quaddie off you too, Mark, if that's all right.
Yep, no worries. First leg will go, we will go, race 6 will go 1, 4, 5, 6, and 11. Second leg will go 1, 2, 3. Third leg will go 1 out, number 4, and come home with 3, 4, 5, and 7 as a bit of insurance.
All right, so 1, 4, 5, 6, 11 in the first, 1, 2, 3 the second, 4 only the third, and 3, 4, 5, 7 in the last.
That's it.
All right, good on you, Mark. Good luck today.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks a lot, Mark Hunter. Looking at the meeting today at Hamilton, it's 16 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.